Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, healthy, I hope?
So far, so good. How are you?
The same, and I'm hoping to keep it that way. And before we do this week's show, let me clear up my challenge from last time. I said, start with the phrase, stays home. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell the four-letter name of a public radio show and a five-letter type of communication heard on that show. What are the words? Well, on WAMC anyway, this is a fellow Friday program, Moth and Essay.
Okay, Ian, we're all supposed to be giving each other some space, and now our trivia is following suit. Our questions this week are, in one way or another, about space.
Okay.
Located in Merritt Island, Florida, what facility, originally called the NASA Launch Operations Center and renamed in November of 1963, has been featured in numerous films, including the James Bond film Moonraker, Apollo 13, and Space Camp?
Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy?
More specifically?
So the Kennedy Space Center?
The Kennedy Space Center is right, yeah. And the Kennedy Space Center is located in Brevard County, which is also called the Space Coast. And as such, its area code is 321. Go to Toledo, Ohio. If the bus has already left, stay where you are and pay $500 for train tickets. And if your name is Alfred E. Newman, collect $1,329,063. If not, lose a turn. Are the directions on two of the spaces on the board used in the game based on what magazine?
I was a subscriber for a long time. That's Mad Magazine.
That is right. And in the Mad Magazine game, the object is to lose all your money. And that 1,300,000 and some odd change that I just said a minute ago actually comes in the form of one bill. There's a single bill in the game worth $1,329,063.
When this is all over, we'll get together and we'll do a fold-in.
I see what you did there. It was built for the 1962 World's Fair, stands just over 600 feet tall, and has an observation deck that affords views of Puget Sound, the Cascade Mountains, and Mount Rainier. What is it?
The Space Needle?
The Space Needle is right. And the elevators in the Space Needle usually travel at about 10 miles per hour, so it takes about 41 seconds to get to the observation deck. But on windy days, they slow them down, so they only go about 5 miles per hour. Who said in a 2015 interview, quote, "Some of the things I write about on a song like Blank Space are satire. You take your creative license and create things that are larger than life. But is it cool to write the narrative of a girl who's crazy but seductive but glamorous but nuts but manipulative? That was the character I felt the media had written for me."
Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift.
That's right. And finally, what fills in the blank in this list? The Next Generation, Blank, Voyager, Enterprise, Discovery, Picard.
You know, it's not my star bailiwick, but I think it's Deep Space Nine.
That's right. What is the list of things that I just read off?
Star Trek TV series.
That's right. It's the subtitles or the names for the Star Trek TV series, right? Well, we hope we took up some space in your evening tonight. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge to think about while you're home and nowhere else. Mike?
Start with the phrase space heater. Change one letter to a T, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, eight letters, three letters, for someone who might get preferential treatment. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and everyone be safe. We'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.